Good morning. We could have had like 200 kids come up during that hymn. We would have had plenty of time. I'm glad you are all here this morning. Was there any kind of special day or kind of fun thing this week?
Yes.
What was it?
Halloween.
This is All Saints Day. Very good. And that's what we're going to talk about. But I wanted to talk for just a minute about Halloween. What happens on Halloween?
The ghosts come out.
The ghosts come out.
We go trick-or-treating.
You go trick-or-treating.
And you get candy.
And you get candy.
And you eat it all day.
Well, yes, Max.
You die.
You die on Halloween? Some people, if I eat too much candy, I would. I agree. But Halloween, you know, it's the word Halloween comes from an old word.
Halloween.
That's it. You guys are so smart. Why am I even here? It's All Hallows Eve that then got, so if you write it out, All Hallows Eve, it got shortened to
Halloween.
Halloween. Hallows Eve. So you have to say it with an accent. Then it becomes...
Yep.
Oh, but it's Halloween. Oh, it's Halloween. Yeah, it's good. Halloween. All Saints Eve. The day before All Saints Day, but being the church, All Saints Day happened on Thursday, but we moved it to Sunday. Don't worry about it. But All Hallows Eve, that's what Halloween was. Did you know that? And All Hallows Day is All
Hallows Eve.
Right, but All Hallows Day is All Saints Day. Today is All Saints Day. We should have had candy in church.
Yes.
It would have been more fun.
Corn.
Candy corn in church.
I like candy corn.
I like candy corn.
Good.
I'm so glad. You can have mine. All Saints Day. So I was wondering, if it's All Saints Day, what is a saint? Yes.
A ghost.
A ghost. Okay? You're kind of stuck on ghosts today. She said it's like a pastor, but not quite. Okay. Oh, what's a saint? Yes. It's like Saint Francis. Yes. I love Saint Francis. Love the little birds. Well, I thought, you know, being who I am and how I love to read, I always look things up, right? And lately I mostly look it up on Google, but this time I thought I would try really old school. This is called
a
book. This is a book, okay? And this one is the Interpreter's Dictionary of the Bible. Did you know there's a dictionary for the Bible?
It's only R-3-D.
Listen, it's like 5 volumes. There's a lot of words in the Bible. All right, so let's look it up. You ready? Saint. Sermon on the Mount, too far. Samaria, nope. Wait a sec. Roman Empire, nope, we got to get past that. Letter to the Romans. Come on, we're saying Sabbath. Sure, what else do we see here? Keep looking. Yes. Yep, that's an iPad. That's for the later sermon. Yep, there's nothing interesting in there at all. Come on, salvation, sales. I thought you knew your alphabet. You're an S-A-M. S-A-I. We'll get there soon enough. It's before S-A-N. Come on. It's right after sale. A very important word to me. Which I didn't even know was in the Bible. What do you mean? See all these people waiting? I got another sermon to do yet. Oh, sailor. You're getting close. Where's Saint? What does it say?
A transition of, I don't know what that says.
That's Hebrew.
Something
Hagia.
Holy or set apart
for God's use. I always thought a saint was someone who was really good.
Or really important.
Like,
a ghost?
Or not a ghost. But it says here, a saint, all saints, is anyone who's set aside for God's purpose or a holy purpose. Can you know who I was thinking of?
A ghost?
You guys.
Our ghost.
You're not ghosts, but... I'm going to move All Saints Day to a different day.
No.
It's set apart. I keep thinking you're a kid. You're not even a part of this. Hang on. All saints say set apart for a holy purpose. What's the holy purpose? Whatever God sets you apart for. So guess who the saints are? If it's All Saints Day, is it just the really good dead people?
No.
The ghosts, yes, got it. Is it just them?
No, it's me.
Oh, you're kidding me. Saint Coco?
Yeah. I'm not Coco.
I know, but she is. Saint, oh my goodness, look at this. Saint Max? You guys are the saints. On All Saints Days, it's not just those old good people and people like Francis and St. Thomas and all of those people. All Saints is you because God has set you, including you, aside for a holy purpose. I guess. And that purpose is to love. That's your purpose. To be God's people. That's what God set you apart. So when somebody poured water over your head, you were made a saint. So when we sang, "For all the saints," it's about you. Because I know you're resting from your labors. And it's about you and about you and about you. You all, even Tracy, you all are God's saints. So this day is also for you because God set you aside to be holy. Thank you. You guys can go back to your places.